Title: Federal Circuit Rules on Written Description Requirement and Prior Art Statements Supporting a Motivation to Combine. Content: RAI Strategic Holdings Incorporated v. Philip Morris Products S.A., number 2022-1862, Federal CIR. February 9, 2024, address two issues. 1. When the written description requirement is met in the context of a claimed range that is narrower than the ranges disclosed in the patent specification, and 2. The kind of prior art disclosure language which supports a finding of a motivation to combine for an obviousness rejection. Background and procedural history. RAI Strategic Holdings Incorporated, RAI, owned U.S. patent number 10,492,542, the 542 patent, directed to electrically powered smoking articles, i.e., e-cigarettes or vapes. The claim language at issue covered a heating member with a length of about 75% to about 85% of a length of the disposable aerosol-forming substance. The 542 patent specification disclosed heating members having length ranges of 75% to 125%, 80% to 120%, 85% to 115%, and 90% to 110%. 542 patent did not disclose a heating member length range with an upper limit of 85%. In response to RAI asserting the 542 patent against Philip Morris parent entity in RAI Strategic Holdings Incorporated v. Altria Client Services LLC, number 1:20CV393, ED Virginia filed April 9, 2020, Philip Morris petitioned for post-grant review of the 542 patent. Philip Morris' petition argued that the claims to a heating member length range of 75% to about 85% were not supported by the 542 patent's written description because the claimed range was different from and substantially narrower than the disclosed ranges. Philip Morris' petition also argued that the remaining claims of the 542 patent were obvious in light of the prior art. The board's final written decision agreed with Philip Morris' positions, holding the claims to a heater member length range of 75% to about 85% unpatentable for lack of written description, 35 U.S.C. 112, and holding the remaining claims unpatentable as obvious, 35 U.S.C. 103. RAI appealed the board's decision to the Federal Circuit. Issues: did the board err in finding the 542 patent's claims to a range of 75% to about 85% lacked adequate written description support when the 542 patent's specification disclosed ranges of 75% to 125%, 80% to 120%, 85% to 115%, and 90% to 110%? Did the board err in finding that a PASITA would have had a motivation to combine the cited prior art references to Robinson and Grime? Holdings and reasoning. Stoll, writing the opinion for Chen, Stoll, and Cunningham, 1. The board erred in finding the 542 patent's claims to a range of 75% to about 85% lacked adequate written description support when the 542 patent's specification disclosed ranges of 75% to 125%, 80% to 120%, 85% to 115%, and 90% to 110%. The Federal Circuit laid out its legal framework regarding the written description requirement in the context of claims which cover a narrower range than what is disclosed in the specification. Among other things, we consider whether the broad described range pertains to a different invention than the narrower and subsumed claimed range, in which case the specification does not provide written description support for the narrower claimed range. Citing in Re Wertheim, 541F.2D257, 264-65, CCPA 1976. The Federal Circuit distinguished two cases relied on by the board for rejecting the 542 patent's narrowed claims, in Re Baird 348F.2D974, CCPA 1965, and in Divier UK Limited v. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories S.A., 18F.4th1323, Federal CIR 2021. For Baird, the Federal Circuit pointed out that the claimed 40F to 60F range was found to be a different invention from the disclosed 32F to 176 F-range because the claim had been copied from a different patent in order to initiate an interference proceeding. The patent on the other side of the interference proceeding explicitly disparaged embodiments outside the 40F to 60F range. The disparagement in the specification from which the claim was copied showed that the copied claims were drawn to a different invention than what was disclosed in the written description of the patent at issue in Baird. The Federal Circuit found Baird distinguishable because there was no indication that the claimed ranges in the 542 patent would result in a different invention from the ranges disclosed in the written description of the 542 patent. For Indivier, the Federal Circuit.